Shalom, today's daf yomi is Menachos daf nun dalet, Menachos 54, and the Gemara has been discussing that there are two karbanos, two sacrifices, two offerings in the temple which have to come from chametz, from leavened bread, and these two types of offerings are the karban toda, the Thanksgiving offering, which is required to have 10 loaves that are leavened, and also the shtei alechem, the two loaves that are brought on Shavuos as part of the bikurim offering, as part of the entire gestalt of Shavuos. We are also supposed to bring two loaves of bread, and those loaves are supposed to be chametz. So how do we make them chametz? So our Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara cites a braisa that states, ein machmitzin, that the two loaves on Shavuos and also the Thanksgiving offering, they come, we do not say that they become chametz, they do not become leaven, b'tapuchim. And if a person wants to knead the dough with these apple juice, basically, then we say that the dough will not become fermenting properly, it will not leaven properly, and so therefore you cannot make them chametz. And so therefore a person should not take the bread of the Thanksgiving, or the two loaves of bread, should not knead them with apple juice, but instead should knead them with water. There's another opinion that the Gemara cites in that braisa, which is Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Amru Shemachmitzin. So the position of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, or the Gemara cites another version of Rabbi Chanina ben Taradion, that indeed the apple juice does cause the dough to ferment, and you can make the Shtei Alechem and the Karban Toda breads with apple juice, because it is of the opinion that indeed it does ferment. So the Gemara asks, well, if that's the case, keman azla hadatnan, what about the following Mishnah, which we learn in Trumos, which states about the following scenario, that if you have a tapuach, if you have an apple that is truma, and so therefore it's prohibited for a kohen, for non-kohen to eat, because only the kohen can eat the truma, sherisko, and you crushed this apple, and you made it into juice, unisano, and then you placed it into the dough, harezu asura, that is prohibited, because we're going to assume that the dough fermented as a result of the apple. And we're talking about a situation where the apple is in such a small amount that it's too small to give off taste into the dough, but yet it still serves as an agent to leaven it, and so therefore we can't say it's nullified. And so therefore this position is that if it is taking the apple juice, the chimtza, and the apple juice is causing the dough to ferment, harezu osura. So this Mishnah seems to be saying explicitly that the apple juice can indeed cause the dough to ferment. And so therefore, kaman hazla. So let us say, this must be like the position of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, who said that the apple juice can cause the dough to ferment, and not like the position of the Rabbanan. And so the Gemara says, no, it's possible that this is even going according to the Rabbanan. A few Tema Rabbanan, because this is even following the position of the Rabbanan, because granted the Rabbanan, when they say that the apple juice doesn't cause the dough to ferment, Nihi de chametz gamar lo have, yeah, granted this is not actual chametz, it's not complete chametz, but it is still a type of chametz called nuksha miyahavi. It is still considered to be chametz, which is called chametz nuksha. The word nuksha, the commentaries struggle to understand what it means, or they debate what it means, and what it basically means is that this is a chametz that is not a perfect chametz. It's a bad type of leavening, but it still has leavened. And so therefore, it's not what we call chametz gamur, it's a lower level of chametz. And so therefore, maybe it comes from the position of kashish, meaning old, that it's weak or not strong leavening. And so therefore, the Rabbanan would say that it's not strong enough to make it the chametz to serve the shtei alechem or the lachmei toda on their respective days, but it is strong enough to make it something that you wouldn't be allowed to eat, because we say it does ferment to that level. This is the concept of chametz nuksha, which is also an important concept on the holiday of Pesach, as the rabbis debate as to under what circumstances a person is allowed to eat chametz nuksha and what circumstances they're not. But we see from here the very important concept about the concept of meperos. Meperos doesn't just mean the fruit juice, whether or not it's able to ferment, but it also can mean something like eggs. Can something other than water caused something to ferment and thereby cause it to be prohibited on Pesach? And this is obviously a very relevant question to today. Are we allowed to eat egg matzah or apple juice matzah on Pesach? So according to our sugya, it's clear that according to everybody, that meperos is able to cause something to become chametz. And even according to the rabbis who said in the initial brisa that it can't become chametz, they say that it can make something chametz nuksha. And indeed, the Yerushalmi in Pesachim says that mei peros can cause something to ferment, and therefore it needs to be destroyed from the house. And that's what many Rishonim say, and including the most prominently is the Ravid, that the May Peros can cause something to become a Chometz Nuksha, and therefore we have to get rid of some dough that was made with apple juice. However, Tosfos questions this, because there are certain places in Shas which says very clearly that May Peros cannot ferment at all, and that it's permitted to eat it on Pesach completely, and so therefore Tosfos bring the position of Rabbeinu Tam, who introduces a third approach. And Rabbeinu Tam's position is that in our Gemara, where we're talking about May Peros, whether or not they ferment, that is where a little bit of water is added. And so therefore, if you have water and some juice, then we say it can cause a little bit to ferment. And not only that, it will ferment at a quicker rate than just water itself. And that's why we have to be very careful. But if it is pure May Peros without any water at all, then it would actually theoretically be permitted. And so therefore, that's how we get different customs today to understand under what circumstances is May Peros permitted. And the Rambam says that without water, the May Peros cannot ferment at all. And with water, it can ferment. And that's why we have different practices also about whether or not one can eat egg matzah today on Pesach.